What are you doing back in Mercury? Or you move back, or?
Of course not. Gross.
Mavis moved away from her small Minnesota hometown years ago, right after graduating high school. She found fame and fortune in the big city, Minneapolis, as a successful author of popular novels for young adults. But her real life is nothing like those romantic fantasies, and so she's gone home to win back her high school sweetheart.
Here's the deal. Buddy Slade and I are meant to be together, and I'm here to get him back.
I'm pretty sure he's married with a kid on the way.
No, kid's here. I'm cool with it. I mean, I've got baggage, too.
I would keep all of this to yourself. I would find a therapist.
Despite warnings from Matt, the former classmate she runs into at a local bar, Mavis plows ahead with her twisted plan. But she discovers it's not nearly as easy to achieve a happy ending in real life as it is to write one in her novels. Screenwriter Diablo Cody says the chasm between fantasy and reality inspired the story.
I've been an avid consumer of young adult literature since I was one, and I was always interested in the fantasy world created in those novels, and the idea of somebody whose priorities were completely screwed up, who wanted to live in that world even though it's completely unattainable, that was intriguing to me.
You can come to the city with me like we always planned.
Mavis, I'm a married man.
We can beat this thing together.
Charlize Theron is lewd, crude, and thoughtless as Mavis, and she says those unsavory aspects actually made the character appealing to her.
What I liked when I read Diablo's script was the idea of a girl, a woman, who's dealing with very, very common issues that women can really relate to, but is dealing with them the way a 16-year-old would deal with them. Here she is, 37, like trying to get her life together, and she just doesn't have the tools to do it.
Like the hit comedies Bridesmaids and Bad Teacher, Young Adult seems to fit a new genre of women behaving badly. However, Theron believes it's actually women getting the chance to play the same kind of roles as men.
People get really kind of freaked out when they see real women, conflicted. I mean, I think women are almost way more conflicted than men. And I grew up on cinema where guys got to do that. Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman and De Niro got to play all of those kind of characters that I saw a little bit of myself in, those kind of struggles and the lurking, darky things, you know, and it's very rare to kind of see women. But I think we are getting a chance to play those kind of honest characters.
Mavis's journey does not fit the usual pattern in a movie about someone who needs to learn a lesson. But whether that's all right is something director Jason Reitman believes the audience can decide.
If I have a message, and hopefully there's a continuity of that in all my films, it's think for yourself and come up with your own opinions. And I certainly don't want to tell you what to think. And hopefully people draw their own conclusions.
Young Adult features Patrick Wilson as the former high school sweetheart, and Patton Oswalt is the barroom buddy who tries to be the voice of reason. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.